Well, today is a exciting and significant day because many people will publicly announce that they belong to God. But you know, many times, many people really don't understand the significance of water baptism. Actually, water baptism is something that every believer should do after they receive salvation. Matthew 28:19, Jesus talking to his disciples, he said, "Go make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." Now, water baptism has been practiced since the day of Pentecost. In Acts 2:41, well, before that, they had asked Peter what they needed to do, and he said, to be saved, and he said, "Repent and be baptized." And then in Acts 2:41, it says, "Those who believe what Peter said were baptized and added to the church that day about 3,000. Now, as the people came out and heard those in the upper room that had received the Holy Spirit, Peter preached a message to them, and that's when they asked what they had to do to be saved, and Peter told them to repent and be baptized. Now, throughout the book of Acts, the early church practiced water baptism. Now, what we have to realize is the book of Acts is still in existence. We are living the book of Acts. That's the Acts of the early church. Not talking about a specific church, but talking about the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this is what they did, and then we need to do the same thing. In Acts 2:37-41, 3,000 people was added on the day of Pentecost. To Acts 8:12, the people were saved there in the Samaritan revival and baptized. Acts 8 chapter, the 35th through the 38th verse, the Ethiopian eunuch that Philip preached to was baptized. Acts 9:18, the Apostle Paul talks about baptism. In Acts 10:44, Cornelius and the centurion, they were baptized. In Acts 16:14, Lydia from the city of Thyatira and her household. In Acts 16:30, the Philippian jailer and his household were baptized. In Acts 18:8, many of the Christians that were hearing and believed were baptized. Acts 19:4-5, the Ephesian believers were baptized. And so they were simply following the instructions that Jesus had given them before he ascended on high. Throughout church history, water baptism has been practiced. Now, many practice it in different ways, but from what we see in the New Testament and what most evangelicals see in the New Testament is immersion, because it is significant, and we'll find out about that in a minute. It is still, baptism is very important in the church today, just as it was in the church in the book of Acts when the early church was established. Now, we're not talking about a local church. We're talking about the ecclesia, the called out ones, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is made up of many local churches. Now, water baptism simply is a signification that a person has received Jesus Christ as their Lord and are proclaiming that. When we are born again, we are immersed into Christ, into the body of Christ. after we are saved and we're baptized in water, we signify to everyone outwardly what has already happened inwardly. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? We have already accepted Christ. Now we are outwardly expressing that. Now, you notice there in that when Peter was preaching there after the day of Pentecost, he said, first repent. In other words, repent of your sin and confess Jesus Christ as Lord, and then be baptized. If you go into the 8th chapter of Acts, Philip was at the Samaritan revival he was having, and he went to the desert and talked to the eunuch and preached to him and told him about baptism. And if you read the story there, you'll see that as they were traveling along, he saw some water and he said, why can't I be baptized? And Philip said, you can't. And they went from the chariot, they went in, down into the water, it says. And he was baptized. And, you know, here, that scripture is 8:35 through 38. As they, starting with 36, as they rode along, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized? Philip, you can, Philip answered, if you believe in your heart. And the eunuch replied, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He ordered the carriage to stop, and they went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. Water baptism does not save anyone. It is simply a confirmation that you have received Christ as your personal Savior. Now, some churches teach that unless you're baptized, you're not saved. Well, that's not what the Bible teaches, okay? Actually, one individual has said, baptism is an outward expression of an inner faith. So water baptism then is a sign or a symbol to others that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I mean, I have a wedding ring on. That is an outward symbol that I have attached myself in marriage to that beautiful lady sitting right there on the front row. How many of you got a marriage ring on? That is an outward symbol of something that has taken place to everybody that sees it. That's what water baptism is. It's simply a symbol that shows everybody that I am a part of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ through my union in salvation with Jesus Christ. That's what it is. Now, baptism is a symbol, all right. The water representing an inner cleansing that's already taken place in your heart. A spiritual rebirth. Then water baptism becomes a demonstration of the reality that has already happened in your life. Now I realize some of you already know this, but some people have never understood really water baptism, and there's not a whole lot of people that even preach on it. They just say, okay, you've been born again, now get baptized. Is that what you've heard? But people need to understand how important the significance of it is. Water baptism signifies death to your old man. Death to your old man. 2 Corinthians 5:17, we all know it, but I'm going to read this from the Amplified, the classic, Amplified classic. Therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. All previous moral spiritual conditions have passed away. Behold, the fresh and the new has come. Then baptism simply identifies that we are burying our old sin nature. We're doing away with it. We're giving it a burial. Romans 6, 4 and 5 says, For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new life. Since we have been united with him in death, we will be raised to life as he was. Now, this is a time when you say to everybody, I am burying the old lifestyle, and you're raised out of the water to that new person in Christ Jesus. It is simply signifying to everybody, I have already done this spiritually. I have already accepted Christ. Now I am publicly saying to everybody, I lay the old man down and I become a new man in Christ Jesus. That is the significance of it. It represents becoming a new person. Another person says, the significance of baptism, we died with Christ and we rose to new life with him. Baptism is the public declaration. This is who I am now. I lay the old down and it stays there. This is who I am now. That's about as simple as I can make it. The new person in Christ, that new individual has an opportunity to confess to everybody that's looking, everybody that's watching, this is who I am now. This other person is dead and buried. You give the old man a proper resting place, and then you are raised to the new man in Christ Jesus, or a new person, using the word man as a neutral mankind, meaning everybody. The significance of water baptism is very important. It's important that you understand this. So many people simply just say, well, get saved, get baptized. Well, yeah, that's what you need to do. But you need to understand why you're doing it. How many of you have ever done something because somebody told you to or so forth, but you didn't understand why you were doing it? You just did it, huh? Yeah. How many of you find that it's much easier to do something when you know the significance of why you're doing it? Anybody find? And so that's all I'm trying to do just for a few minutes. I realize that this is not very long, but I felt that we needed to have a little teaching from the way I teach it in the significance of water baptism. Many people teach it from different ways, and I could have went a whole lot of different ways on this, but to me, I guess I'm sort of simple, so the more simplistic I can make it, the better it is. I realize that this has not been a theological discourse. This has been just a simple word to you of the significance of baptism. At this time, I would like to dismiss those that have signed up for water baptism. If you would leave your personal belongings with a friend or with your relatives, if possible, that would help. If you're here and you would like to be baptized and you didn't sign up, you can still be baptized. If you know you've been born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you simply have to, if you're downstairs, all of the candidates are upstairs. They're going from there. But if you're downstairs or upstairs and you didn't sign up and you want to be baptized, simply stand up. Usher, stand up. All the ushers, stand up. All right, see these guys standing up? If you want to be baptized, get one of them, and they'll help you get upstairs to where the baptistry is right now. So anybody that hasn't signed up, that wants to be baptized, we do have scrubs for you to put on so that you won't get your clothes all wet.
And towels.
And towels, yes, we have towels too for you. So anybody that didn't sign up that wants to be baptized, stand up right now, wherever you're at. All right, thank you, ushers. Now, I want to finish with a little story. A 10-year-old boy named Tommy came fresh from soccer practice and went to see the pastor. He said, "We learned about water baptism in Sunday school last week. The teacher asked the class who was baptized, and some of the kids raised their hand. So I've decided I want to be baptized too." The pastor, of course, discussed this with Tommy, and then after he discussed it and about salvation, he said, "Now, Tommy, do you want to get baptized because everyone else does?" Tommy replied, "No, I want to be baptized because it means I belong to God." The pastor said, "Okay, we can schedule it for next month." Tommy smiled, turned to concern, and he asked, "Do I really have to wait that long to be baptized? Can't you just baptize me in the river?" Caught off guard, the pastor asked, "But if I baptize you in the river, how would the rest of the people know that you were baptized?" Tommy quietly responded, "I guess by the new way I'm living." You know, Tommy is really right. Water baptism signifies that you have begun to live a new way, not the old way. It's a profound act of obedience to what Jesus Christ said right here in the Word of God. As a Christian, I strongly encourage everyone to be baptized. Now, as you sit here this morning, some of you may not know Christ. Some of you may need to rededicate your life. If that's anybody in this room, I want you to know him so that you can follow him with your life and then with water baptism. Is there anybody here that says, "I need Christ. I need to rededicate my life. I know what it is, but I'm not where I'm supposed to be." Let me see your hand anywhere in the room. I want to pray with you, and you won't leave here like you came, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody stand, and let's praise the Lord for baptism. Oh, there's some hands over here. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, come on down here. Hallelujah. If you raised your hand or should have raised your hand, come on down. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else want to join this lady? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hi there. You come from rededication. Reach your hands out as we pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now that our sister comes to say, "Lord, I need to rededicate my life to you." I thank you. You said in your word that if we would ask, that you would forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you see Greg and Christy go with them? All right. And if she would like to get baptized, get her upstairs real quick. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God.